This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file, care of Caitlin Astorino, attorney at law. Caitlin is K-I-T-L-I-N. Astorino is A-S-T-O-R-I-N-O, period. On February 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 57-year-old female, weight 168 pounds, height 5'5" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 24th, 2018, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the left side door area, period. This was an SUV that struck her vehicle, period. The patient was in a Lexus that was totaled but drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain, including a headache, comma, left hip pain, comma, and her left knee, period. The patient did strike her head on the vehicle, period. Present day, despite treatment, she continues to have left hip pain, headaches, and left knee pain, period. She is having problems with traumatic brain injury and diminished memory, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain is described as intermittent, period. She was advised that she had bursitis, and the pain lasts 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is described as a burning pain, period. It is non-radiating and ranges in intensity from a good day to 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her headaches are described as intermittent, period. They occur approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, nagging pain, period. It is located on the top of her head, period. It ranges intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 7 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the lower leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to St. Vincent's emergency room, period. She was seen and examined and followed by her family doctor who referred her to physical therapy, period. She was seen by orthopedics and had x-rays who referred her to more physical therapy, period. She did have injections in her hip and knee, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is having problems with her memory, period. She has problems with housework, period. Sports and sleep are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include oxycodone for kidney stones, period. She takes bladder spasm medicine, period. She takes muscle relaxers and sleeping aids, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes medications, both pain medicines such as oxycodone and over-the-counter analgesics as well, period. She's also taking stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for kidney stones, comma, bladder spasms, comma, and breast cancer, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for kidney stones, comma, breast surgery, comma, and 6 months ago had surgery on her left hip for scar tissue removal, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals she has never injured her left hip in the past period. The patient has never injured her left knee in the past period. The patient never had serious headaches in the past period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 1993, which was non-serious and did not require treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is prior. Her occupation was in the past. She was a district manager, and now she is retired due to other health issues such as kidney stones, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from a neurosurgeon dated February 21st, 2019, which was an independent medical evaluation, states this 53-year-old right-handed female reported she was a driver of a vehicle in the lane to turn left when truck turning right jumped the median, striking patient's car, period. Their impression was vertigo of central origin, traumatic brain injury, status post motor vehicle accident of April 24th, 2018, period. Headaches, comma, left hip bursitis, comma, shoulder pain with loss of range of motion and function. Status post motor vehicle accident of April 24th, 2018. And cervical spine loss of range of motion, period. In general, the risk factors of Alzheimer's, comma, Parkinson's disease, and affective disorders increased 70%, period. The likelihood of her surviving to her 80s without Alzheimer's, dementia, or Parkinson's is small, period. Causation, above impairments are solely due to the motor vehicle accident of record, period. The client has reached maximal medical improvement. The client is likely to progress in loss of neurological function in the absence of further medical intervention, period. Records from Community Hospital, May 7th, 2018. Assessment, trochanteric bursitis of the left hip. Number two, acute hip pain left. X-ray findings of left hip showed well-preserved joint space with no acute fractures, period. Exam showed marked tenderness over trochanteric bursa, period. Prescribed patient physical therapy. Other records from community office visit orthopedics note, July 1st, 2022, assessment trochanteric bursitis, left hip, scheduled for 10X tenotomy of left hip, period. 10X is T-E-N-E-X, tenotomy is T-E-N-O-T-O-M-Y. So scheduled for 10X tenotomy of the left hip, period. Community Hospital Records, May 1st, 2018. Patient here for hip pain, period. She was struck on the passenger side of a car that hydroplaned and came across the median, period. She had to be extracted from the car with jaws of life, period. She did have mild head impact, period. Seen a St. Vincent's ED. She had left hip pain. Her shoulders are tight as well. Assessment is trochanteric bursitis of left hip. Number two, concussion, period. ER physical examination, April 24th, 2018. 52-year-old female presents with chief complaint of left hip and posterior head and shoulder pain, status post motor vehicle collision, in which she was a restrained driver at a stop, struck on the driver's side of her vehicle. approximately half an hour prior to arrival period. The diagnosis was closed head injury without concussion, contusion of the hip, motor vehicle collision, initial encounter. Indianapolis EMS dated April 24th, 2018, arrived at scene to find patient alert and oriented. Patient was restrained driver with moderate damage to front driver's side period. Neurology note dated September 12, 2022. Eunice returns for complaints of headache and memory issues. In office, cognitive tests showed lowest 1% on memory. She had a head CT and CTA neck, that's CTA neck, in July 2018 that were normal period. Eunice was in a motor vehicle accident 3 years ago. She saw a neurologist in Louisville at that time. She continues to have headaches and memory issues, period. In the accident, she was in the pouring rain and another car hydroplaned and jumped the median and hit her on the driver's side, period. She hit the front of her head on something, period. She was diagnosed with a concussion and did concussion therapy, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I found that all her treatment is outlined above and related to the motor vehicle accident of April 24th, 2018 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by me, Dr. Mandel, are number one, left hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and trochanteric bursitis, period. Number two, cephalgia, comma, concussion, comma, diminished memory, comma, and traumatic brain injury, period. Number three, left knee, comma, trauma, comma, and strain, period. Number four, cervical strain, comma, sprain, and trauma, period. Number five, shoulder strain, comma, and sprain, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the motor vehicle accident in question of April 24th, 2018, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left hip, I'm referring you to Table 16-4, Class 1. The patient qualifies for 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the traumatic brain injury with diminished memory and headaches, utilizing Table 13-8, this equates to a 10% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 14% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of April 24th, 2018, period. As the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the left hip, left knee, and cervical region, as well as the shoulder region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient can benefit by more hip and knee injections at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient states she was advised additional hip surgery because the first surgery failed, period. It is my feeling that she will require a hip replacement down the road, period. Estimated cost of the surgery would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need medications, both over-the-counter and prescription, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics at a monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life period. The patient can benefit by a knee splint at an estimated cost of $100 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. No new paragraph. As mentioned in my report above, and as mentioned by Dr. Changaris, C-H-A-N-G-A-R-I-S, the patient will be much more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease as she ages as a result of the head injury and traumatic brain injury, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but was unable to perform a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.